Well, Mrs. Goodyear had looked at the clock for about the 20th time that evening. It was stormy outside, and her son Tom had still not come home, and she was really worried about him because he'd been making some poor choices lately about who he was going to hang out with and what he was doing, and so she was so concerned, and she kept looking at the clock, and it was about 11:30 at night. It was almost midnight, and Tom still wasn't home, and so she wondered, where is that boy? And she thought, I need to pray for him. So she knelt down, and she had her Bible there, and she clutched it, and she prayed for Tom and for his safety. And then a little bit after midnight, Tom, she finally heard him putting his bicycle away. Tom was finally home. Well, Tom came inside, and Mother said, Tom, where were you? And Tom, she looked at him, she could see something wasn't quite right. He looked kind of pale. And just so he's up, Mom, I'll tell you tomorrow. I'm really tired, and I'm just gonna go to bed right now, and I'll tell you all about it tomorrow. But the more Mother looked at him, she followed him up to his bedroom. Tom, what happened? What's the matter? He said, well, Will and I were riding our bikes home in the storm, and it was dark, and we don't have lights on our bikes. And we could feel that all of a sudden we were going downhill. We were going downhill fast. And as we're going down the hill, all of a sudden, I felt like someone touched me on the shoulder. And so I thought, well, maybe Will did. And so he called over to Will, and Will said, I didn't touch you on the shoulder, but you know what? I felt the same thing. I felt someone touch me on the shoulder. And so they both stopped, and they got off their bikes, and they decided, well, since we're going downhill, let's just walk our bikes. We'll walk our bikes until we get down to the bottom of the hill. And as they got closer to the bottom of the hill, they could see something shadowy in the dark. There had been a landslide, and there were rocks covering the road. So what do you think would have happened if they had been riding their bikes in the dark and got to the bottom of the hill? They could have, at the very least, gotten hurt very bad, or they might have been killed. So you see why Tom was a little bit shaken up when he got home when that happened. And Mom said, what time did that happen? And he said, oh, it was probably about 11:30. And she said, Tom, that's when I was praying for you. I was praying for you at that 11:30 time when this happened. And she said, so I know it was God that helped you boys to be able to stop and not continue down the hill and run into that rock pile. And Tom said, well, maybe. And so Mom kissed him goodnight and she walked out. Mom was absolutely sure. And as Tom lay there in bed, he started to think, you know, what if Mom's right? What if it really was God that stopped me and Will from going down the hill and running into that pile of rocks? And the more he thought about it, he said, and if God really did do that, maybe I should get out of bed and thank him. And Mom, she could hear some sounds up there, so she kind of knew what was happening, because Tom got out of bed, and he kneeled beside his bed, and he thanked God for saving his life. And that night was a turning point for him. He gave his heart back to God, and he started to make better choices in his life. And I'm just so glad that we serve a God that, for those of us that are parents, when we're praying for our kids, God will intervene for them. And I'm just happy in this story that Tom also made the right choice to give his heart back to Jesus. And so let's, all of us this week, I hope all of us give our hearts to Jesus every day. And because not only does Jesus do stuff like that, he's just so good to us in just the little things in life too.